Masazal tells that one day, Benazal's Talmidim entered into his room. Benazal took out a slip of paper. On it was written in his handwriting, a Torah that he had not yet taught. He said to his Talmidim, there are a number of Torahs written on this piece of paper, and there are many heavenly worlds. We speak about the division of four levels of the worlds. Actually, just as we have many stars and planets in this universe, which is the Olam HaAsiya, this physical world, so too above in heaven, above in the spiritual world, there are many, many, many planets or worlds there. And these worlds require nourishment. You cannot feed these worlds earthly food. They require a special type of nourishment. And their life and nourishment comes from the words of Teda spoken by the Tzaddik Emes, either spoken or sometimes unspoken. So Benazal said that the Teda I wrote down on this slip of paper has a Teda of such depth that this will nourish and feed innumerable worlds above, heavenly worlds. They will receive the nourishment from these words of Teda. How? Just by my taking these words that are now written on the slip of paper and setting fire to the paper as the smoke rises up, this bit of smoke will nourish all those heavenly worlds. And that's something, again, we cannot understand, of course. We can only just gasp and marvel at Benazal's greatness and holiness, that he has control over such items, his mastery of the heavenly worlds, the knowledge about these worlds, and the ability to be able to say, to conceive of such a depth of Teda where he writes these words down, and in the burning of the words, where they're not even revealed to his students or to the world, that alone can nourish the heavenly worlds. This is far above our own conception. But again, Benazal Amuna and Benazal's greatness, and it should give us a deep, gratifying feeling how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are to be zeched to know of this Tzaddik Emes and to have Amuna Shleima to be close to the Tzaddik Emes, which of course we have to struggle to continue being. It is not that simple. There are a lot of opposing forces the Satan uses to tear away a person from the Tzaddik Emes, from this type of Amuna. We have to strengthen ourselves very much to do battle against these opposing forces, not to allow ourselves to slip, fall away, chas v'sholom, but to be strong throughout our lives. We should be zechut that this should continue on the rest of our lives, and, of course, then we're zechut to the eternal tie, connections, binding to the Benazal.